I got interested in ESM as a part-time grower because John Kaufman from Agmium approached me about using this product. He was working for them at the time. And so I wanted to take a look at it in this narrow strip cropping system that I've been using on my farm now for about 10 years. I've been using it because it controls traffic, for one thing, and keeps my sprayer and my planter and my combine all in the same rows. And I also get a nice yield bump from the edge effect of sunlight on my corn. So with further ado, let's get on with the show. Get this thing to work. We're not going to go through the ESN stuff because the previous speaker did a good job of that. So we'll get right into the materials and methods section here. This is a strip crop system. We're using six rows of corn and six rows of soybeans and a north-south orientation. Our strips were 1,000 feet, 1,100 feet long. Row spacing was 30 inches. I use something called a Rawson zone till system when I no-till. This field has been in some type of no-till, either Rawson zone till or straight drilled no-till now for 25 years. We had four reps, 16 strips, each 1,100 feet long. I used a Pioneer hybrid 38A81 at 30,000 plants per acre and Kernel Guard Supreme on the seed. And just so you know what we're talking about here, this is what it looks like at harvest. You got to be a good driver. You can't be drinking the night before, Lamont. Or you couldn't do this. I guarantee it. It's a little tough to do, but I found now it's easier to harvest the corn and then the soybeans. And I can be drinking the night before. But at any rate, with Roundup Ready corn and Roundup Ready soybeans, that's made the weed control a lot easier in this system for me. Both are Roundup Ready hybrids. And when we did our hand sampling, because we hand sampled every row, I have some students in something I call Crops 101 in NRCS. And the last assignment of their class was to come out here and have a pizza party with John and I. And then they took their 5-gallon bucket and harvested each one of these rows 17 and a half feet to get our hand yield results. And so when I show you the hand reel results, it was a benefit of having the assistance of my students. So John and I could have never got all the data we did without them. For those of you not familiar with zone till planting, because some of you may have never heard of it or never seen it, it utilizes three colders. Run side by side to cut the residue, to loosen the soil, and facilitate fertilizer placement. With this particular study, we had some unique fertilizer placement with our nitrogen. I don't place my fertilizer exactly 2 by 2, 2 inches aside and 2 inches below the seed. I band place my fertilizer in a zone beside the seed by dropping the fertilizer on the colder and letting the colder work it in a zone beside the seed. So keep that in mind when we come to the data. This is zone banded, similar to some of the work that Giles Randall did with potassium and ridge till several years ago. He found that if he zone banded potassium and ridge till, he got a 40 bushel increase. So that's why we developed this zone banding concept for zone till to mimic some of the work that he had done. ESN was broadcast on as and also used as starter, and 28% was broadcast on with urea in our comparisons. And here's John. John helped me with the broadcast part of it with his huge broadcaster he brought out there. He wanted to do this. We wanted to see if we broadcasted the ESN, if we'd get enough nitrogen out on the edge of these six rows to give us the yield bump we'd seen where we spray 28% over the top on all six of these rows in the past. So this is one of our things we wanted to look at too, to see if we'd get an outside edge effect, that 10 or 11% yield increase we see on the edge of these corn rows if we broadcast the ESM. So here's our results from 2004. We broadcast ESN starter. Well, let's back up. We had ESN starter and ESN. In this starter, it traditionally is 237 pounds of total fertilizer. It's one-third ammonia sulfate, one-third ESN, and one-third DAP. And then we compared that against my traditional starter, which was one-third urea, one-third ammonia sulfate, and one-third DAP, for a total of 240 pounds or 237 pounds of fertilizer in the starter. Then we came back and broadcast and put on a total of 198 pounds of nitrogen. We broadcast ESN, as John saw in the previous picture, and 28, and we got as close as we could with equipment we have. Let's face it, folks, we're working with 1940 delivery systems here. We haven't come up with better fertilizer delivery systems in the last 50 years. So we got as close as we could, okay? So we got 198 pounds total N with the ESN treatment, and 187 pounds total N with the urea starter. And notice we got a huge yield bump there with the ESN, almost 30 bushel. And we owe that, John and I thought about the data and looked at the results. And we had 17 inches of rainfall in May and June, which is very, very high for our region. Normally 8 or 7 would be normal. So we were double the normal rainfall. So we think we got a lot of denitrification from the urea, or leaching loss, where it was all applied at planting. There's our four rep results, again with the ESN in the starter versus the urea in the starter. ESN broadcast, 28% broadcast, our total N, our four reps, and there's the average, 199 versus 169. So we repeated the study in 2005, and one of our colleagues, Mike Gangwer, says, well, you guys need to put a control in there. So like some of the researchers I've seen in listening to their talks here this week, we split some of our plots. We split them and added four controls, 550 feet long instead of 1,100 feet long. And the only thing we put on those controls was the starter fertilizer. We didn't add the broadcast ESN or the broadcast 28%. But we did broadcast 100 pounds of DAP over the whole field because the new soil test called for it for both the soybeans and the corn, so we broadcast it on the whole field. And then we used either ESN or urea as starter only in our controls, along with, and that was it. 237 pounds of urea starter. Now what's wrong with that, guys? What does Purdue or Michigan State say about that? Is that good practice or bad? You're going to burn the piss out of your corn, right? Let's talk to you like a farmer today. Well, guess what? It didn't do it. Keep that in mind. This product did not burn my corn. And we had a dry spring in 2005. That was 44% of that's 100 and some pounds N, and that's zone band placement, or 80 pounds N. So, we came back and machine harvested this, and we had the Pioneer sales rep come out, we harvest the full length of the strips, and I'll take that back. We did have DAP in the starter. It's just recently that I've taken it out. But anyway, we had ESN starter and urea starter, and we didn't see the yield bump in 2005. 5. We had a dry spring. We didn't get as much rain. We didn't seem to get the denitrification loss from the urea. Our total bushels was 214 with the urea and the 209 with the ESN. Where we had our control with no additional nitrogen broadcast, so we were getting a total of 80 pounds of N out there with the DAP that was broadcast and the urea and starter, and we got 188 pounds. And this is what was exciting to me. With just 80 pounds of nitrogen with the ESN starter and the DAP, I got almost 200 bushel of corn. That's pretty phenomenal. For our part of the world where we have alfalfas, we don't have the soils that they do in Illinois or Indiana with high organic matter, so we don't have that much available N out there. But we do have 24 years of no-till here. This is a real busy slide, so I'll try to get through it real quick because my time's about up. We hand harvested the east side of the field. That was row 6. And then the west side of the strips, because it was a north-south rows, was the west side of the field, was row 1. And we saw a big range in what we had between the between each hand check. Almost 100 bushel difference. That shows how much. I know some of our colleagues from Illinois and places were talking about fine-tuning nitrogen management. But I think this shows to you in a given field how much variability you can have in yield as you go across from one end of the field to the other. So our average on this, with the hand check, we came up 243 pounds. We had real high yields on the edges, 257 and 254 for an average. With the ESN, with the urea, we had 225 on the east edge and 219, again, a significantly higher yield on the edges. And our average was 203, so this was consistent with the data that we've seen by Giles Randall in Minnesota, where we had edge rows yielded about 11% higher than it did in the interior. And also, what was I thought, John? Oh, it's comparable to the machine harvest. Even though that's 30 bushel higher, the difference was about 30 bushel difference. Whether we hand harvested it or machine harvested it, came out about the same. Okay. So what can ESN do for nitrogen? As a grower, that's of interest to me. It can improve efficiency. It can eliminate side dressing, reduce loss of N, increase my starter N, provide yield insurance, and I get less seedling burn. So this year, I wanted to really see if I could kill the corn. All this hype about twin-row nitrogen, twin-row yield advantages. So I took ESN, and I cut my population down to like 18,000 plants per acre. And I doubled back, and I planted ESN at 237 or 240 pounds strip banded on each side of the row. And as you can see, on July 29th, John's taller than me, so we had shoulder-high corn, and we didn't see any burn. That's pretty amazing for that much nitrogen in row placement. So, in conclusion, we had a very dry summer, so we took this to yield with the Pioneer Way Wagon. I didn't get any additional advantage out of twin row at all whatsoever. This system won't give you a bump, I'm convinced, unless you get some moisture in there with it. So, I think in conclusion is, as researchers, this was just a field trial on my farm. I think you've got a lot of exciting tools to look at now. And the way that we deal with nitrogen in the future may not be the same as we've dealt with nitrogen in the past. Maybe the recommendations that we use in starter fertilizers, we might rewrite the book on it with this product.